This is TWiT.
All right, I think I know what's next.
Liza Ma and Brian Rakowski.
It's time to talk about phones.
Yay.
So they snuck that slight there, even though they didn't mention the Pixel 2 at all.
It's very confused. Most useful device in your life. It's a phone that can answer itself.
So far, no surprises.
A camera that won't miss a shot. And it's a whole new experience when it's charging.
Pixel 3 was built with exceptionally beautiful and thoughtful design choices. It feels great to the touch and light in your hand. The matte finish on the all-glass back is the first of its kind. It carries over our iconic two-tone design while providing a beautiful, silky texture that helps avoid fingerprints. We developed a new etching process that allows for both matte and glossy textures on the same piece of curved glass with smooth lines and seamless transitions.
So it's a glass back, and Pixel 3 comes in three colors. Charging.
Just black, clearly white, and a new color, which is not pink.
The new Pixel comes in two display sizes.
Not pink.
Wait,
is the new color.
Not pink?
It's the new color.
And
is
6.3-inch.
You know
pink.
What?
But it is pink.
Who cares
both
if it's pink?
The same features.
It is pink.
We know users who want a bigger
phone. Who cares?
Really want a bigger screen. So we've designed Pixel 3 XL's screen to extend all the way to the upper corners.
Except for the notch.
Giving users an edge-to-edge viewing experience with some extra useful space
at
the top.
Is there a chin?
The flexible OLED is the best Pixel display ever.
Oh,
the new adaptive color profile provides a bright, vibrant viewing experience from any angle and in any lighting.
The leaks, I should say.
Both phones have bigger screens than last year's Pixel and a larger screen-to-body ratio. They feel smaller and more comfortable to hold.
Our front-firing stereo speakers are 40% louder and richer than last year, perfect for a video call or for playing music by the pool. The custom sound profile was developed for Pixel 3 by a Grammy-winning music producer for stunning volume and clarity.
Holy cow.
To get the most out of this incredible audio experience, Pixel 3 is the first phone that ships with a new YouTube music streaming experience. And we're giving it to Pixel
for
Pixel
6 months.
On us for 6
I don't
months.
Want it.
Who wants to watch YouTube
design,
music
the display,
on the phone?
The powerful
My
speakers,
father, actually, he subscribed to it.
Looks and sounds.
Everyone raves about the Pixel camera.
Apparently, it's really hard to find Romanian pop on streaming services, so YouTube
it's so good,
even bridges that gap.
Professional photographers are shooting with it. We're excited to announce a new partnership with one of the most celebrated photographers of our time.
Annie Leibovitz.
Annie Leibovitz.
Okay.
Annie's really been selling out lately.
For her latest project... She's using Pixel 3 to take photos as she travels
Since
around the
super
country,
broke.
Capturing portraits of inspiring people and places. It's the first time that Annie has officially partnered with any camera, and we can't wait to unveil the series. And Annie is not the only professional choosing our camera. A few weeks ago, we gave the Pixel 3 to Condé Nast and some of the world's top photographers to shoot 7 magazine covers. Let's take a look behind the scenes.
Okay, wow, this is totally pulling an Apple. Like, we shot fashion magazines.
Did they use them?
Yeah. Of course, they got Cardi B.
It's so embarrassing to have that nice tripod and lighting set up and then have a little camera.
Yes. It just feels like an overkill.
And truthfully, magazine covers are not particularly demanding. They're well lit.
They're really not.
They're screens.
Sorry to burst
so
everyone's bubble.
Isn't that hard? It's really, yeah.
This is the first time that Condé Nast has used a smartphone to shoot A-list talent.
Wait, is
for
magazine this true?
Covers like Glamour, W,
I could have sworn they use an iPhone one day.
These photos are amazing. They belong on magazine covers. And arrive on newsstands starting this week.
Wow, that's gonna.
Now it's no accident that Pixel's camera is ahead of the curve. It's a true end-to-end combination of our AI, software, and hardware. We're building on Google's deep expertise in computational photography. Perhaps the most obvious way it comes to life is with HDR Plus. When we introduced zero shutter lag HDR Plus on the first Pixel, it blew away traditional HDR methods, and we're still the only ones to use this method.
Well, Apple
when you press
says
the shutter,
doing
Pixel
something similar,
captures a burst
right?
of short, several short exposures. We combine the images algorithmically.
Let Google have this.
Create an image that is brighter, more detailed, and more colorful. This technology is generations ahead of other smartphones. And all of this is happening on device. Pixel Visual Core is our custom-designed imaging chip that takes complex imaging and data crunching power out of our data centers and puts it on your phone. We built Pixel Visual Core into Pixel 3, making the camera even faster and smarter to power new computationally intensive features.
No matter how great your camera is, capturing the finest details and reproducing the colors, you can still miss the perfect shot if you don't hit the shutter at exactly the right moment. Top Shot solves that problem. Let's check it out.
I like this feature.
All right, come on, girls.
So it's kind of shooting all the time.
Three, two, one. Oh! I wasn't ready.
Let me try. a lot of bad shots.
I understand this.
Yeah, they're all out of, yeah, I love this. I totally love this. Everybody has these shots. This is actually great. Yeah, all the bad shots. If you're listening, you've got to watch the video.
Oh, I understand
every
the
missed
whale
shot,
one.
Every bad expression. We've all got that shot. But look at that. So apparently it's been recording all along.
I feel like this is related to motion photos a little bit, because the motion photos does the same thing.
Right.
But this is just called something else, Top Shot.
So I'm not sure when it starts shooting.
Pixel 3's camera is smart enough to know a good photo when it sees it. Our machine learning is trained by analyzing millions of images. So knows you want to see smiles instead of sneezes, photos where everyone in the group has their eyes open, and the perfect moment of shock at a surprise party.
It's literally a robot just scanning and analyzing 110% of the time.
So if your timing wasn't perfect, it'll suggest a better one. You can also scroll through the alternates and save one of those instead.
And then there's Super Res Zoom. Anyone who's tried to take a photo at a concert knows that phone cameras have terrible zoom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Instead of shooting a grainy photo, Pixel 3 shoots a burst of photos, each a bit different, taking advantage of the natural tiny movements of your hand.
Zoom.
And you can guess what happens next. You run the variations through a merging algorithm to create a beautiful zoomed-in shot, so you can get closer to the details and frame your shot the way you want. This technique of merging slightly different photos for higher resolution has been used in advanced astronomy research to surface the image of Mars.
Oh.
To image the surface of Mars.
Oh, we're going astronomy now.
Is it surface the image of Mars or image the surface of Mars? Which is it?
Another feature that we're really excited about is night sight.
Both could be true.
Life's best moments aren't always perfectly lit. A party, a campfire with your friends, one last shot before the bar closes.
Awesome, because it's really computational photography addressing the issues people have with camera phone.
Which makes a big scene.
This is why the Pixel's been a success in my life.
Shutter lag, lack of zoom,
uneven exposures
or
and
low light.
Night sight works so well, you'll never use your flash again. Let's take a look.
I haven't since I've been using the Pixel, honestly.
Oh.
I mean, it does look like that.
XS. Shot on Pixel 3.
In extreme low light, returns machine learning to choose the right colors based on the content of the image. These shots are completely untouched. Night sight makes Pixel the best low light smartphone camera. It's coming next month to Pixel 3 and our
coming
other
next
Pixels
month.
As well.
Interesting. And other Pixels.
You might have noticed
the second
camera in the front of the phone. Let's see what it does.
So apparently it's gone live at store.google.com/product/pixel_3.
Pre-order, are we already doing that?
$7.99 or $33.29 a month for 24 months with zero APR. $8.99 for the 6.3-inch. $7.99 for the 5.5. So it's a good price.
Guess where I am.
Should I get not pink?
Oh, you found that already. You should get not pink. I mean, if you want it, if you're feeling it.
I might get black. I'm sorry, I just can't do it. 64 gig versions, $8.99. 128 gig version, $9.99.
Hey, Mitch, could you scooch in? I'm trying to take a selfie.
Oh, wait, one. All right, three, two, one. Smile!
group selfie cam. That's the rumor was there'd be a second wide-angle lens on the front-facing camera, and that's confirming that. Ships by October 17th.
Pixel users tend to get drafted as the official photographer.
They are selling a Pixel stand for $79 with it.
Great at their job.
That was the rumor that'd be.
So we added a second camera on the front.
And the old Pixel Buds. It looks like not the new Pixel Buds. There was some speculation about that.
Now you can fit everyone in the shot without a selfie stick or unusually long arms like mine. Just zoom out. The difference is striking.
Aha.
You aren't just getting more people
in the frame. Page.
You're getting more
I
details,
told you the address.
More scenery.
Yeah, I know. I missed it.
For photos and selfies with even more story, we've got you covered. We've evolved AR stickers to what we now call Playground and built it into both the front and rear cameras.
Oh, this
we've
is,
got lots of new content and characters, including the Avengers, in celebration of Marvel Studios' 10-year anniversary. These characters are rendered to feel lifelike in the scene, and they even interact with each other.
Oh, this is the AR.
Characters can now also respond to your actions and facial expressions. They look like they're really in the scene with you for even more playful photos and videos. And here's a sneak peek at the childish Gambino character we're working on with Donald Glover.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Coming soon to Playground and exclusively to Pixel.
Donald Glover in my phone. So I could put a dancing Donald Glover in my phone. Okay, that's pretty cool. I like it.
Sorry, got a little excited there. Playground is launching on Pixel 3 and will be rolled out to Pixel 1 and 2 soon, with more content on the way.
And of course,
you can also add the Pixel stand.
So much more than taking pictures.
Right.
Last year, we introduced Google Lens, which helps you do more with your camera with what you see. This year, we integrated Google Lens directly into the Pixel 3 camera. Point it at a takeout menu, and Lens will pull out the phone number to call. Point at a movie poster to click through to the URL. Lens is now able to work instantly in the camera and on device for some of the most common actions, even without a data connection. This is only possible by combining Pixel Visual Core with our years of work in search and computer vision. Being able to search the world around you is the next logical step in organizing the world's information and making it more useful for people. And we've been doing that in some fun new ways, like with style search in Lens. So now when your friend's wearing a cool new pair of sunglasses or you see some shoes you like in a magazine, you can use Lens to find them online and browse similar styles. It's one more way we're integrating our AI, software, and hardware to create the best end-to-end camera experience.
There are a lot of brilliant new superpowers coming in Pixel 3's camera, but we didn't have time to get through them all. I'm sure you don't want to sit through a 2-hour keynote. So here's
a quick list of some of the
other features you'll see in our demo area later.
Photo booth mode automatically snaps photos with a smile or when you make a funny face. No shutter button needed.
With motion autofocus, just tap on people, puppies, or anything else that won't hold still.
Wow.
And they'll stay in focus as they move around the frame.
Neat.
That's great. That's exactly what I want.
We made a few enhancements to portrait mode. You can edit the depth of field in a portrait. You can also change the focal subject.
I thought only
of the
Apple
photo,
could do that.
Or make the color pop.
Oh, you could take it. You could change the subject.
And one of the best aspects
of
Pixel 3
is
free unlimited storage at original quality.
So really, this is,
you'll,
I think,
never
why
have
people
to worry about
Pixel
storing, syncing,
camera,
or finding your photos.
And I think they've done it again.
Pixel 3's camera is the best end-to-end photography experience ever on a smartphone. We can't
again,
wait for you to try it.
Again, store.google.com/products.
So what about when you're not taking photos? We designed Pixel 3 to take things
Pixel
off your plate.
Underscore
so you can
three.
Spend more time enjoying the moment.
Now that I've ordered it, you can go
instead
ahead
of looking at
everybody
your phone.
Order yours.
As Rick mentioned earlier, our new
the
Google
specs. Thank
Assistant
you,
feature,
X,
powered by Duplex technology, is able to help users with real-world tasks over the phone, like calling a restaurant to book a table. Pixel phones.
I think we know what the specs are, but let's just see. It's Android 9 Pi plus
month.
Google Assistant.
Next month.
5.5 inch or 6.3 inch display.
So stay tuned for details.
12.2 megapixel dual pixel camera.
And
Snapdragon 845. 4 gigs of RAM. There was some thought that maybe they'd do more than that.
Let's say you're at dinner
but no,
with
4 gigs of RAM.
Or in a meeting at work.
64.
Probably because,
storage.
So many other people have done 6 and to 8.
Free cruise. When you give that call,
battery size,
and you can't or don't want to pick up
on the smaller
just
phone.
Just tap the screen call button, and your phone will answer for you.
Oh, I
and
love
ask
this.
Who's calling?
Screening
and why.
The call is built in.
As you
that's
can see
nice.
Here, the conversation
battery is 29-15 milliamp hour battery. On
you can decide
the,
whether to pick up.
Three,
reply,
the XL is.
The call spam. You'll never have to talk.
Is this
to
demo using duplex?
That's really great. That's really great. Hi, you've been selected. Nope, I don't want it.
This all happens on device.
That's
powered
fantastic.
Powered by Google's AI.
So it doesn't matter who your carrier is.
Today with Pixel 3 in the U.S. and comes to the entire Pixel family next month.
Call screening built in.
And we all
in.
Know
that's,
what it's like to be
huge.
Overwhelmed by notifications. Sometimes you just want to disconnect entirely. So we've developed a feature we call Flip to Shush, an easy gesture to minimize distractions.
3400 milliamp hour battery for the big one.
Just turn your phone upside down on the table. And your Pixel will take the hint and mute sounds and notifications.
Active Edge.
So you can have
Type
a quiet
C,
dinner with
no,
friends.
No headphone jack. Aluminum frame hybrid coating.
And finally,
glass back.
Pixel 3 includes our new Titan security chip. As Rick said earlier,
this is
Titan
their version
is a big
Knox.
Step forward in how we safeguard our users'
or
data.
Apple's
with on-device
enclave.
Protection for login credentials, disk encryption, app data, and the integrity of the
this
operating system.
This is the right
system.
Way to do it, is store it in hardware.
We have one last thing to show you. What if your phone could provide a totally different experience when it's charging? We're excited to introduce the smartest wireless charger ever, the new Pixel Stand.
But what makes it so smart?
As a wireless charger, Pixel Stand is best in class. It charges your
I
Pixel
I actually added this to my
fast,
cart
even
because
cases.
I figured it's time.
The Pixel Stand isn't just a charger. It changes the way you interact with
It looks like
your
it has
phone,
a connector.
Thanks to the Google Assistant.
Oh, I better go get one.
When you dock your phone, the UI adjusts to be easily glanceable from across the room. You can control it with your voice or the one-touch suggestions on the display. In the morning, your Pixel 3 is a more thoughtful alarm clock. The screen will slowly brighten before your alarm goes off, so you can wake up more gently. And with help from the assistant, it knows your morning routine, the weather, and can easily answer
questions. I blew it. I didn't order this.
Similar to Google Home.
You have to bring yours over.
Play your music on Pixel's incredible front-firing stereo speakers, and the cover art is displayed on the screen. Pixel Stand also turns
that?
Your Pixel 3 into a helpful component of your thoughtful home. You can easily control your connected devices around the house, and with Nest Hello, you can see who's at the door on your Pixel 3 screen. When it's not busy with other tasks, your Pixel 3 becomes a photo frame that delights you with automatically curated memories from your Google Photos library. Again, similar to the Google Home Hub experience you saw earlier.
Right?
Pixel Stand transforms your Pixel 3 so you can get a more visual, helpful experience from your phone. It's the best way to wirelessly charge your Pixel or any Qi-compatible device. Pixel 3 is available for pre-order now, starting at $799. And Pixel Stand.
Yeah, $80 for that stand.
Yes,
I just dropped $80 on that stand.
You'll buy it from me if you don't want it.
In the U.S. through Verizon and unlocked on the Google Store.
Doesn't look like I can order it.
Stand on November 1st, it will be available in 12 more markets, including 4 new ones this year. France, Ireland, Japan, and Taiwan.
And we also have a large selection of cases and accessories available from both Google and our partners. Check them out on the Google Store today. So that's the new Pixel 3. It's designed from the inside out to be the smartest, most helpful device
stand.
In your life.
I can.
It's a phone that can answer itself, a camera that won't miss a shot, and a helpful assistant even when it's charging.